Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
What happened to the intro there? It was all a bit stickety, but we might need to defrag or something. Someone who can help us with that is Richard Pasco, Adelaide Tech Guy, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning. Not the usual intro that I get. Just really got to say that. So,
what happened there?
We should all come to... Don't know. I've actually got an original Abbey Road album.
Do you?
Well, I bought it when I was... Yes.
There you go.
Yep. Well, pressing, so yes.
The intro.
Anybody wants to pay me $10,000 for it, they can have it.
There you go. $10,000, that'll be cheaper twice the price, isn't it? There you go.
It is negotiable, the price. I just thought I'd let you know.
Right. Is there a former Collingwood president who might be interested?
Perhaps.
You'd wonder, don't you?
Eddie's on it.
Yes, he probably makes some comment about the way I look.
Ringo snores rather than his abilities to effectively run a drum kit. Yes.
Exactly.
Enough said about that, the better.
You know, I thought the Crows did very well on Saturday night, so yes.
Yeah. They were this kind of the bit players in the whole saga, but they it's their end of the bargain.
Yeah, it's a rebuilding year, people.
Right, of course.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, let's talk email, shall we? I delete and look, read and pretend to read and delete hundreds of them every single day. There is some you should probably get rid of because there are some limits to how many you can have.
Yes, if you've got an account with TPG, the limit appears to be 2 gigabytes, IINet, Internode, and all its related companies like Ozemail. Do you know, Adam, I found people with Ozemail accounts still?
I had an Ozemail account.
Yeah, a lot of people did. So, yes, still people today who run an Ozemail account, which staggered me. 1 gigabyte is all you can store. And if you get a message from any of these that go along and say you've exceeded your limit, don't ignore it. I was actually at somebody's yesterday, and TPG now, if you've got an email that's been there for 45 days, they wipe it off.
Right.
End of story.
Just 45 days.
Just delete it. Yep. So if you're a business especially, listen to what I'm saying. Organise something with your emails. All of these tips are up on my website, by the way, right now. Don't ignore it. I've had a business client who had all their emails stored with IINet. They went in there and said, we can clean it up for you. They cleaned it up for him. They wiped everything off.
Wow. That's not great.
Years of history.
Right. Now, so and is that a way to get people to pay for a more premium product, or is it just the way they're doing their business?
There is an internet provider out there who might have been one of the ones I mentioned who said, we're not in the email business, people. What we're in the business of providing you with an internet connection, you get the emails as a bonus.
Right. Well, isn't that nice of them?
It's wonderful. Also, if you're running Outlook, it staggered me. It really does. So just be aware of that. In Outlook, people, don't let your PST file get too large. That can cause serious errors out there as well. Anything over 5 to 10 gigs should be reduced in size by archiving old emails on there. You know, if you've got an email issue, get somebody in to organise it all for you. I've really got to say that because so many businesses have email problems. So many homeowners have email problems as well. And it's probably the thing that I'm answering 90% of the time at the moment.
What is that? What is a PST file for those playing at home?
It is the blob that Outlook makes with all your emails in there, all your contacts in there, all your calendar. It's just a blob, a big file.
Okay, gotcha.
And Outlook reads that file, but sometimes it gets too big, become corrupted, and that's where you start to have huge issues.
Right, okay. Now, let's talk Apples because lots of people love them, and there are, look, when you've got Macs, you're always seeming to have to update things and keep things running properly, always maintenance, but Apple seems to have an issue every now and then too.
Occasionally they do have issues, so it might be slow to start up, slow to do the one thing. But the one thing you don't do is load a mystery program that will hopefully improve it.
Oh, goodness.
There are programs out there such as Clean My Mac, Speed Up Mac, and the dreaded Mac Keeper. If you've got a Mac and you've got Mac Keeper on there, get rid of the thing. they just cause issues all the way along. Mm-hmm. And if you've got an antivirus program on there that you've installed, think it's going to protect you, do yourself a favour and remove it. You don't need it at all.
Right.
Instead, look at the programs that start with, that load up when you start your Mac. That's one of the things that really slows
okay,
it
yeah.
down. There's also a thing called Disk Utility where you can go along and do first aid on your Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can reload the operating system. Again, this, I'll put it all up on the website right now for people if they want to shoot over and have a look.
Excellent. Great. And that website, of course, adelaidetechguy.com.au, if you want to go and have a look at that. If there's one thing we know about Richard Pascoe, it's that he loves two-factor authentication, and so does Google.
They do. And believe it or not, if you've given them your phone number and you haven't turned it on, they're going to turn it on for you whether
right.
you like it or not. I reckon it's a really, really good thing to go along and do. Two-factor authentication is where we give a company our mobile phone number
mm-hmm.
so that if somebody does guess our password, we get a code back on our phone. They can't get into your account unless they've got that code. So it really does protect you.
Right.
So what Google have come out and said now that it will start automatically enrolling you in two-factor authentication, provided you've given them your mobile phone number. As well. So I think it's a really good thing to go along and do. So, you know, if you've got a Google account, doesn't matter, Google, Microsoft, Apple, Dropbox, Facebook, turn on two-factor authentication because you don't want to lose your account. But Google being proactive, I think it's a good thing.
All right. Now, if I log on to my Google account on a different computer, it sends my other Google email an email. Which comes up on my
yep.
phone. This is different, yeah?
It's different.
Yeah, okay.
So I prefer the text message
right.
one, but you can still get into your account. So it doesn't matter how you do it, as long as you've got that
okay,
second
cool.
prompt on there. So not just your password, so unfamiliar device that you suddenly get a new computer, you mm-hmm. log into your Google account, it will come along and give you a code, making sure that you can get onto that computer. It's
right.
a good thing to do, Adam.
All right, I will go and do that now-ish. Which means we should probably wrap up. Richard, thank you. We appreciate that. And if you'd like got any information that you'd like to re-catch up on, you can buy the podcast or by heading to the website, adelaidetechguide.com.au. And if your emails are disappearing or your computer's not starting up properly or your internet's, you know, sending you all those sorts of emails, then maybe you need to get Richard along to have a look at it so you can contact him through that website too. Richard, thank you, and we'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it, Adam.
That is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy. Let's see if the outro works. Here we go.
Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Good.